Okay, let's do it again.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. Hope you can join us every night. And on Fridays, we do open phones. Anything you like to talk about. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Arlen in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Yes. Hi, Tim. I heard you just talking about Harvey Korman, and I had the opportunity to meet him a few years ago at a birthday party of probably a gentleman you know, Chuck McCann.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
And it was a very lovely party, and we actually wound up, my wife and I wound up sitting next to him at the table during dinner.
Look at you.
And now my wife is very shy around celebrities. She's a licensed clinical social worker. And what you were saying about Harvey having been through a lot of therapy and things, well, I kind of leaned back, and the two of them talked like they had known each other for their entire life. And I learned more about Harvey and his life and his mother and his wives and all of that. And I just thought it was really kind of marvelous the way he embraced my wife as a real mensch.
Yeah, if you wanted to literally spend 3 hours with Harvey Korman talking about his life, just mention you have a background in psychology, and so long.
Well, that's what happened. He asked what my wife did. I leaned back, and then for like an hour and a half, there was this monologue, and I just vanished. I was like the moderator in the middle.
Yeah, that was him, man.
I can only imagine, by the way, the stories and what was said at that service. As much of that as you can play, I think, would be just wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the. I know my dad has the videotape from yesterday, and I'm going to try to play it next week, next Friday on the show.
Well, he was a very special man, and I wish that a lot of the people who do comedy today would just watch what that man did and study him and learn from him, because we'd have a lot better comedy today if they watched people like Harvey Korman.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, Arlen, we thank you for calling, man.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Brian in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
What's going on? Look at you, man.
Look at you, dude.
Dude, you're a big stud, man. Look at you. What's up with all this Kentucky Derby, man?
Look at that, man.
Huh?
Well, first of all, it wasn't the Derby we were talking about. It was the Belmont.
Oh, the Belmont, man. Look at you, man.
But it's like a real guy's thing to talk about. I like going out there to the races. What's wrong with you? You ever go out there?
No, man.
How old are you?
I'm out there for the microbrew, man. Look at
Man. All right, dude. Stop busting my balls. Just go out there and drink then if you don't want to play the race.
You no good hooligan.
That's right. My mom's here. Ma, please, keep it down. All right. Jonathan, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, what's up? How are you guys?
All right, what's up with you?
I think you're a disgusting human being. I like the gear, but I think you're a disgusting human being, honestly. I've been listening. I used to listen for you back in the days. And you, man.
Yes.
So you can kiss my ass flat. How's that?
All right. And what is...
Are you Persian?
What disgusts you about me?
Is that the dogs behind you who's barking in the background?
What disgusts you, Jonathan?
Ah, man, you know, man, just to get some rating.
Hey, but you can't use the S word. I mean, we'll keep you on, but you can't start swearing.
Right. Well, I really don't like you. I used to listen.
Oh, then why do you listen?
Well, I got your number on my phone, honestly, and I would like to tell you what time it is now.
Well, you have what? You have my phone number in your car? Hey, Babu. Well, seriously, what don't you like?
Jackass. That's what it is.
All right, man. All right, where are you from originally?
Where I'm from? I'm from France, dog.
Is that right?
That's right, dog. Oh. What's up?
All right, well, go back to France, dude.
You can kiss my ass, bitch.
Dude, you can't keep swearing like that, you idiot. I mean, you can call up and blast away, but you can't keep swearing like that. especially if you're one of those dirty Euro trash frogs. All right, please. If you're going to come to this country, respect the people in this country. How dare you? I'd never go to your country, that piece of crap, France, and call talk radio and be that disrespectful where I swear on the air. Come on. Show a little class. If you're one of those pieces of Euro trash that ended up here because Europe sucks, and you're up here in the United States, just show a little class. I know you don't have much coming from that asshole, but try, just for once in your life, try to class it up a little, bubbo. Albert in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Hi, Buzz. How are you, everybody?
What's up, dude?
I'm sorry, this conversation, this guy is just
That's fine. You know, we can have him on the air. He just can't use the F word every other word.
No, this is ridiculous. This is
stupid. What's up with you?
Hi, buddy. I just questioned about this. I wanted just in this time, just a nice classic music. How about soft music?
What would you like?
You know, like, who's the guy? I forgot the name. It's Lee something in the Truman, you know. Who was the guy who was playing?
Lee who?
You know, the last name is Lee. And who's the best trombone in U.S.?
Oh, best trombone in U.S.? I don't know.
You forgot.
I don't know. What station are you calling?
97.1.
Okay. You just want to hear a little jazz, a little trombone?
Jazz, right.
I don't have any like trombone that. Music, unfortunately.
No? Any jazz?
Yes, sir.
What kind of jazz you want to hear?
I mean, light jazz, I'm talking about.
Let's see if we can get something for you. How about this? You got a radio on you?
I do.
All right, can you turn it up a little?
No, dude.
All right, now can you turn the station?
I'm on the station 97.1.
I know, but can you put it on 94.7?
94, that's a wave.
Yeah, put it on the wave. I want to hear what they're playing over there.
Guarantee results.
94.7.
You talking about this one?
Oh, they're playing a commercial?
No, it's just music. But this
is that 94.7? No. They wouldn't be playing that song.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, they're running a commercial, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, as soon as they're out of commercial, they'll play some jazz for you, Bubbo.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, you take care of yourself. There he goes. Chris and Whittier, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Bubbo.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, what's going on with Ryan Whitman? Is he getting any work or what?
You know, he called me the other day, and I called him back, and he wasn't there. I'm not sure if he's working. I know he was on, he did a morning show with, who was it? Yeah, Stephanie Miller. Thank you very much.
Bring that Babu back on the radio. I miss that big guy.
Yeah, he's a stud, man.
He's a big stud. I miss him hassling Likas on a daily basis, man.
Yeah, he was on with Stephanie Miller. I'm not sure if he's got a full-time gig yet or not, but he will do. And when he does, we'll talk about it.
All right.
All right, man. All right, there he goes. All right, let's talk to, here. How about Dan in Moore Park? You're on 97.1.
Oh, you sound so disappointed.
All right, Dan and Moore Park, what do you want?
You know, two things.
Yes, sir.
Number one, Harvey, I'm really, really, my condolences to the
family.
Thank
you, buddy. Thank you.
You're a great guy. And I wish you'd make all 3 hours about him. Anyways.
Well, we might do that next week because some of the things that Mel Brooks said and Richard Lewis said about Harvey were sensational. And if I can get it on audio, we'll do that next week.
That'd be fantastic. At least 2 hours, maybe all three. But and then Clippers. I had no idea that they were even around for that many years.
Well, they used to be the San Diego Clippers. That's where they got the name, I believe. And then they came up to Los Angeles. They used to play in the sports arena, down near the Coliseum. Yeah, they've been around since like the 70s or so. I mean, but that's always a defining moment of how terrible they're doing. Is when you ask somebody who Ralph Lawler is, and that's their announcer since 1978, and nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, I think he used to play forward. Am I
don't
right?
Know. I don't know if he ever played or anything, okay. but what a what a waste of a great career. I mean, the guy's a great basketball announcer, and yet even the fans of the Clippers don't know who he is.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, what I'm calling about is you have this contest about the next great talk show host.
Yes.
How do I get my voice on email to send it to you?
Just send it to my... You want to send it to my email address?
No, but how do I even get it on my computer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to...
Do you guys accept reel-to-reel tapes?
Babo, I don't even think we accept cassette tapes. You'll figure it out. I mean, if you're really that ambitious, you'll figure it out. Well, you know, you can get a microphone that and have something put right onto your hard drive.
Okay.
But hold on one second. Hey, can you help that guy out? Just I don't know. Just show him how to or tell him what to do.
If we were still at 3580, we would have actually taken that reel to reel.
All right, we got to take a small break. We'll come back and don't forget Gretchen and the Luke's on tonight at 11 p.m. So stay tuned for that show. Oh, we don't have to go to break?
No. We're giving people more show.
Then let's go. Let's keep going. Chris in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Babu.
Hey, how are you, dude?
I'm just calling to see if you already called Brian Whitman about the bet that you guys are going, you know.
You know, he called me about it. He called me about the bet, and the bet was I bet Brian Whitman that Hillary Clinton
Yeah,
would,
you're going to go to Vegas.
Yeah, the Clinton would flame out. And Hill Dog did flame out, and she's announcing her big flame out tomorrow. And so he owes me a trip to Vegas,
yeah,
which includes airfare, a hotel, and $100 cash. And he called me called me up, and he said, "Hey, I want to come down the air and give you the your winnings."
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
Bob. But we thank you for calling. All right, let's talk to James in West Covina. You're on 97.1.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, dude.
Offer my condolences for Harvey.
Thank you, dude.
Also for yourself, I find it hard to believe that you're putting up with this part of the demographic that's technologically challenged, that they have bad taste in music. You should have told that guy that wanted jazz to jump off a cliff or jump in a lake.
But the guy that wanted what?
You should have told the guy that wanted to listen to jazz on your station.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, listen, he wants to listen to jazz. What can you do? That doesn't offend me.
Yeah, and what's up with this guy that didn't even know who Harvey is? I mean, where the hell has he been for the last 30 years?
Yeah, I think if you're older than 35 and you don't know who Harvey Korman is, it's, you know, you've ignored a lot of a lot of things in your life.
You know, I don't even think he knows who the president is or what the hell happened.
I know. Well, it's there's a lot of people out there that don't know, much. But you have to ignore a lot of popular culture to not know who Harvey Korman is if you're older than, 30 years old. Let's talk to Mike in Pasadena. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Hey, dude.
I just want to tell you I took your advice and I went to the Getty. I smoked weed and it was really, really cool.
All right, but you at least you smoked weed before you went.
Yeah, I remember you talked about how you were going to take your friend that was coming in from out of town.
Oh, right.
Take him to the Getty, and he's a big pot smoker, so.
Yeah, so it worked out for you, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They had, like, a California video exhibit, and we went and we smoked weed, and we walked all around. It was actually a really cool place. I don't think I ever would have went there if you hadn't.
That's pretty cool. Excellent. So we're helping out the culture here. People are looking for culture. Now, do you normally get high?
I do a couple times a week.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you're not... Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it if you get high like once a year or, twice a year, because then you could flip out up there.
Yeah, you kind of freak out if you don't have some sort of tolerance.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, dude.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man.
So the Wave is now playing music? What are they playing? Can you bring it up on the board in there? All right. For the guy who wanted to hear some jazz, the Wave is back into music. They're out of commercials. You can play in there? No? All right. All right, let's talk to, Rostin in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
Is that me?
Hey, Rostin? Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's
you're
up, dude?
Son, man.
Look at you.
Dude, so I know you probably take breaks during your commercials, but do you actually listen to them sometimes?
To the commercial breaks?
Yeah.
Occasionally. Why? What do you got?
Okay, have you heard that Jennifer Jara commercial? I think Randy can actually play it.
Do you have the
pretty ridiculous
the Jara Dr. Jara commercial?
Something.
Well, like, there's like five of those
and moans, which? And like 45 minutes, like someone's I don't know, like some dude like dropped a dumbbell, another dude's taking a dump. It's pretty ridiculous, dude.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard that one.
Well, you should listen to it.
All right.
Yeah, I think I got it.
You got it? All right. This is the Dr. Jara commercial.
I love it.
Let me see if this is the one you're talking about first.
Ooh. Back pain.
Is that it? Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Here it is.
Just too stiff to be active.
Did you know that back pain is the leading cause of disability?
All right.
Well, that's
so
the funny part.
Yeah, the beginning of it. All right. Thanks, buddy. Let's play it again. Just the beginning part of it.
Ooh. Back pain. Shooting pains down the leg. Just too stiff to be active.
Did you know that back pain is...
All right. Peter in Northridge, 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, hi, Conway.
Hey, dude.
Now, I just want... There's a lot of homosexual listeners to your show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I just wanted to ask if you yourself are a homophobe, because some of my gay friends have been asking me if you were, and I've tried to turn them on to your show.
Yeah, if I'm... Define homophobic for me.
Well, like, you don't like watching two guys have sex. Oh, my God.
That's correct.
Oh, well.
Yeah, if that's homophobic, then there's a lot of guys in the United States guilty.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
Let's see. Guilty as charged, if that's the definition. I've never heard that definition of homophobic before, though. If you're not into watching two dudes have sex, you're a homophobe. Jesus Christ. What has happened, man? All right, let's talk to, Tracy and Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1.
Hi, sorry, I'm laughing because that guy said you're a homophobe because you don't want to watch two guys have sex.
Right, well, guilty as charged.
Well, I guess I'm a homophobe, too, right? Because it's exit only.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Wait, Gina has a lot of friends who are homosexual. Do you like watching two guys have sex?
Yeah, like,
I don't mind it. I'd rather watch that than, like, First Blood or, you know, like Rambo
movies.
Would
you really?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. All right, Jerry, what do you think? Two guys?
I'd much rather watch Rambo kill guys than watch that.
You would. All right. All right. Sorry, Tracy. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. And Gina, I disagree in the sense that that's no bueno as far as watching two guys do that.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you for calling. Eric and Fullerton, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? All right.
Well, I have a question. I have a couple questions. Do you think if Barack Obama wins the presidency, I mean, if he loses it, do you think black people is going to be able to take it?
What do you mean?
Like, if he loses it, do you think after that it's going to be riots and everybody's going to scream racism and all this stuff?
Nah, I don't think so. No, I think that's pretty ridiculous. No, it's. I don't think he's going to lose. I think McCain's going to lose.
Well, don't you think like Jesse Jackson is going to like start doing speeches and, you know, getting all upset because he didn't win? If he doesn't win,
no.
And my other question.
But
is,
have you noticed this though that Barack Obama has kept Jesse Jackson away from the microphone?
Yeah, that's true. And my other question is this. Do you think John McCain is going to get any look like he's going to look any older when he becomes president? You know how when they become president?
Oh, right.
President,
yeah, they look older, yeah.
Yeah, do you think this guy is going to freeze the same? Like, is no way that he can get any older?
I don't know how he can look any older. And I mean, obviously, other than getting in a wheelchair or something. But
I think
Eric, do you enjoy watching two guys have sex?
No.
Okay, get out of here, dude. You can't use that S word, man. All right, let's talk to Nacho in Glendora. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, dude? Hey, you. Thanks, homophobe.
Hey, I just called to say thanks. All the info you've been giving me got me my first threesome.
Is that right?
Yes, it did.
What were the two guys' names?
No, it wasn't two guys. Actually, it was two married ladies and
two married chicks.
Yeah, I'm a DJ, so
wow.
I used some of your stuff that you showed us on the air, and hey, it worked.
I can't put that together. How were you able to put it together?
Well, I just took little words and stuff that you mentioned over the days, and
like what?
Put them all together and came up with them.
Look at you! And how old were the chicks?
And it worked. I mean, I'm a DJ, and I had a good after-hour party.
Are you sure you're not calling the Tom Likas show?
No.
All right, man. Well, congratulations. How long ago did that happen?
Just Saturday.
And how old were the women?
They're over 40.
Nacho, huh? Look at you, dude. Studly as hell. You going to do it again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go DJ for them a couple more parties and hopefully go after hours with them for a couple of more parties.
Wow. Dude, you're a big stud, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Nacho, what you like watching two guys have sex?
Oh, nah, heck no.
You're a homophobe, dude.
I'll be willing to watch two women at it.
All right, dude, get out of here. I'll be willing to be labeled a homophobe. I think there's a lot of guys out there like that. Debbie in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
This is me from Moreno Valley.
Hey, the nurse.
What's going on?
How you doing, baby?
Fine, just got out of a play.
Don't put me on blast,
really,
man.
Huh?
Thanks, Tim.
Don't put me on blast.
Oh, I'm not going to put you on blast, baby. Tell the guy I'll be talking about you and Jeff.
Yeah, you betcha.
Tell him I got a problem with him.
All right. Hey, did we get your phone number?
Okay, yeah,
Gina's
did.
Got it. All right. Hold on one second. I want to talk to you off the air because we want you to come in and do some more sound bites for us because a lot of people request your – these are the sound bites that we use from Debbie.
I'm not going to teach you to be retarded. Oh, come on, Tom. Don't do me like that. I'm a little skinny something. I'm a professional. I'm a professional. Oh, definitely. And I'll say it in a minute.
Oh, she's the greatest.
Well, see, I know how to do that.
Sam in Lakewood, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's happening, man? Must be a full moon tonight or something.
Yeah, man.
No, I had a funny one where I actually ran into Harvey one time in Century City. I don't know, you might remember. He used to have like a blue Mercedes probably about 20 years ago maybe now.
Yeah, with like a tan interior. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm just sitting at the light and I look over to my left and it's him sitting there and he's just got his shades on and, you know, he kind of does that glance. I know he kind of looked over and I'm thinking, what in the hell can I say that would be funny? So I love Blazing Saddles, so I just turn over at him and I go, hey, look, it's Hedy Lamarr. And then he kind of smiles and he goes, that's Hedley. And then the light changes and he drives off. It was perfect.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, hey, we're going to give you a prize here. Hold on 1 second. We got to get out of here. But we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, or Crass, take on the Greek Theater. Look at that. June 23rd. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Robert Plant, June 23rd. At the Greek. All right, stay tuned for Gretchen the Lukes. We'll see you Monday right after the Leica show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Fly back from McCarran, you go, who beefed in here? And you look around, you'll skim past the good-looking strippers that are coming back from Vegas,
right.
You'll skim back past the business guy, skim past the guy looks like he's a triathlete, and hone in on the fat guy with the hockey jersey and go, all right, wide load over there, had to bust ass, right?
But that's why they always pretend like they're sleeping, just so they don't get those looks.
You know, it must be weird to have every bad smell pinned to you. Like the fattest guy in the room, I don't care if it's the bus or the airplane. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but I flew a Southwest flight with Kimmel where the chick got out and sprayed air freshener at him, like he was a bug and she had a can of Raid. She was that disgusted by his ass. That was on a Southwest flight in Tahoe, by the way.